Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More intellectual lightweightery.
Time to meet your makers.
Makers of what? Poop?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating National Liqueur Day.
Not liquor?
Liqueur.
Liqueur, okay.
Which is a form of liquor.
Liquor.
It is not. Well, I guess it could
rubber
be.
Rubber balls
liqueur and liquor. And liquor are two different things.
Are they?
Yes. Both are distilled spirits that contain alcohol.
What is the difference?
The terms are not interchangeable. Generally speaking, liquor is not sweet, while liqueurs are.
Oh, I got
liqueurs
it.
Are
liqueur
used.
That makes sense.
Would be a liquor.
By no.
definition?
Liqueurs are used as flavoring agents in mixed drinks. Many are enjoyed on their own. However, many liquors are available in flavored forms, and that just adds to the confusion. Liquor is an alcoholic beverage made of grains or other plants that are fermented into a drink.
Now, according to my dictionary, a liqueur is a strong, sweet, alcoholic liqueur.
So according to what I saw.
Well, according to what I saw.
You just want to lick it.
I am
right. Giving you the difference here in liquor and liqueur,
right.
According to what I ran across.
I'm telling you what I'm running across.
Liquor is an alcoholic beverage made of grains or other plants that are fermented into a potent drink. It is generally accepted that there are 6 types of distilled spirits that are liquors.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Rich Island.
You like a licky dicky? No.
Brandy, gin,
brandy,
rum, tequila, vodka, and whiskey.
Oh, we should rate those.
Really? I didn't know those were, it was that limited.
Those are the liquors.
Yeah, you're thinking.
There were zillions of liquors.
Well, you would think schnapps, and that's liqueur, that kind of crap, I guess.
Yeah,
you're right. I see the difference.
The distillation process that occurs after fermenting separates the water from the alcohol that increases the alcohol content of liquor to at least 20%.
So there are probably a lot more liqueurs than liquors.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question.
Just in time, Petey.
Heard you guys are talking liqueur.
And liquor.
And liquor.
Although sugar is generally used in the fermentation process, the resulting
sugar,
liquor does not taste sugary sweet.
Well, all
and
alcohol.
Even though liquors are available in flavored forms, citrus, cinnamon, they are not sweet to the palate. Liquors are the base of cocktails and mixed drinks, and are very often drunk on the rocks and neat. When people do shots, they are often straight liquor. When liqueurs and other mixes are added, you would technically be drinking a shooter. Liqueurs are liquor because they are distilled spirits. The difference is that, in general, liqueurs are sweetened spirits with various flavors, oils, and extracts added.
Who knew how specific and scientific this could really get?
Liquors serve as a base spirit for liqueurs. Liqueurs were referred to as cordials back in the day.
We got a liquor bar back there. Any liqueurs in our liquor bar, puss?
Let me check.
Liquor bar puss.
I think it's mostly liquor.
I think it is. We have airplane bottles of liquor in our studio. Actually, in our bar cart back there. We have a Mad Men bar cart in Puss's office there.
I don't think we have a lot of...
He's got it in his hands right now.
Kahlua or
we're out,
like
we out.
That.
We slow.
I got a Fireball.
Okay, oh, man. That's
Does that count?
That's a liqueur, I bet. It's sweet.
Well,
it's not liquor.
No, it's a whiskey. It's just a cinnamon whiskey.
We just said that
is
not a liqueur. That's a flavored liquor.
Oh, that is a flavored liquor.
True.
Cinnamon-flavored whiskey.
Yeah, no, I think this is all liquor versus liqueur.
Okay.
The alcohol content of liqueurs tends to be lower than liquors because of the additives, but it's not always the case.
We're down to one fireball back there?
15% to 55%.
We got to restock.
Can't blame me anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I haven't blamed you at all. Usually it's comedians that need a little.
Yeah.
Well, Bert's coming.
Yeah, but
last time he was here, he walked away with an entire 750 of whiskey.
Yeah, he did.
The one that Ralphie gave us the last time he was here.
Oh, that's right, he did.
Oh, my God, there's 8,000 liqueurs.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but wait, Bert's doing Sober October, so he's...
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Is he?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes one of them.
And you said there's only, what, 6 types of liquor?
I believe that's what I said.
Could you run them down for me again?
Yeah, yes, there are 6 types of distilled spirits.
I think we like them all. I know.
That are considered liquors. They say it is generally accepted that there are 6 types of distilled spirits that are liquors. Brandy, gin, rum, tequila, vodka, and whiskey.
See,
thumbs up all the way around.
Elon 6 Musk, things I missed.
Elon Musk registered Tesla tequila or something. He's going to come out with
Tesla tequila.
Tesca-tila. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He registered that name. So look for some.
Don't look for it the way Tyler would spell it.
Yeah, I wasn't spelling it. I was
yeah,
trying
you
to
couldn't say it either.
Yeah, well, relax. I read that in the
Boston Globe.
That's where I read that. Yeah,
it's hilarious when you do that.
So what's beer then? Just beer?
Yeah, beer. Yeah, that's not a liquor.
An entirely separate category.
Beer is beer.
A category in and of itself.
Yes.
It's not a distilled spirit.
I retreated a beer yesterday.
It's a fermented.
And I said Push would like it. Actually, Push would say it's not bad. I was wrong about that. It's a candy corn beer. I just retweeted. I said,
It doesn't sound all that good.
No, it doesn't. But of all the people in this room, you would say, that's not bad.
I'd try it once. I don't know if I'd say it was good.
Candy corn beer. Apparently, the review didn't sound good.
Give me the little 2-ounce taster before you pour a whole one.
Candy
you know?
Corn beer. That's got to be in some brew pub in our city. I guarantee it's on tap. You want the candy corn beer? Sure.
Los Angeles judge is dismissing a defamation claim filed by Stormy Daniels.
Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey is listed as a whiskey liqueur.
Oh, so there's a sidebar.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay.
Same with Cock of the North.
I'm sorry?
You had me at Cock of the North, sure.
That's a brand name of a single malt blueberry whiskey liqueur. I just felt the urge to mention that.
Somebody gave us some Bailey's the other day. I had a little bit of that. That was actually pretty good. I haven't had that forever, and it's a nice change. It's got a kick to it.
Oh, I ran across the list of the best whiskeys of 2018 the other day.
Yeah.
And they are running down the list of the best ones, and you can't get any of them.
And they're all sold out. If you're
they're either sold out
super rare.
Or super rare or something like that.
You can't get any of them? Okay.
Yeah, you can't get them.
Now, I'm not a huge whiskey guy, but I can appreciate it, but still I'm not going to hunt it down either for that matter.
No,
pay a bunch
you
of money.
Can't get them.
You can't get it? All right.
You know, the top several, at least, you can't get. And if you can, you know, get on the list and maybe they'll tell you how to get it, that sort of thing.
You know, I like to do a blind taste test with something like that because I'm guessing I would think Maker's taste as good as anything else. I don't understand that palate as much as a lot of people.
No, it seems like you're going to like some a whiskey that tastes similar to one thing rather than another.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on the palate.
See, I don't think most people's palate is that sophisticated.
They just think it is.
Yep,
they do think it is.
If you know something's $1 zillion, it's going to taste better.
For instance, once again, I looked at, while I was there looking at the best whiskeys and realizing that even if I wanted them, you can't get them, there ran across a list of the, I think, the best vodkas. I think it was a list of things that people say that they like, but they really don't, and Grey Goose vodka was in there. Always love. They call out Grey Goose, got to have the Grey Goose. But in blind taste tests, Grey Goose always, always is towards the bottom of the pack.
Really? I never pick
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I never pick it either.
Yeah, I've seen some of those too.
I used to be that guy, say Goose, but I like Sky now, and I'll just because I make Sky vodka martinis at home, so it's a little blue heaven, I call it.
Yeah, I mind.
A little blue bottle heaven.
A little blue bottle heaven.
I think that's a red flag.
So I'll usually go, and they go, what kind of vodka you want? I'm going to order a vodka martini at a bar, and I'll say, you got Sky. Most of the time they have Sky, but I'll go to Goose. Tito's is fine, except Tito's is brewed with potatoes, right?
No,
it's the other way around. It's different.
I think it's wheat.
Yeah. And
Tito's?
Yeah.
And it's almost too
vodka.
Sweet for my dry vodka martinis. But I do like Tito's with Bloody Mary.
I got a feeling if you lined up about 18 vodkas in front of me, I would not be able to distinguish.
No, I couldn't tell either.
Okay,
but the key is, what
if there were just three?
You could probably categorize.
But you feel better the next day on better vodka. That's the key.
True, and I bet you could categorize them. If you had nine in front of you, you could probably say, I bet those four are the plastic bottle ones, dusty ones, and those four are probably a little better. It's probably easier to pick out the bottom shelf stuff than it is the top.
I would think so.
Burn.
And the next day.
Now, Petey does say the plastic bottle stuff, but Smirnoff
they make it.
Does reasonably well in
good
the
vodka
taste test, and you can get that in a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's not fair.
But that's probably about the best plastic bottle vodka out there.
I would think so.
Right.
I mean, Barton's and Skoll, no offense to them, but.
Right, but they're no Smirnoff.
I've seen some McCormick's vodka.
McCormick's.
That looked like, you know how when fish poop in an aquarium, it has those little floaty things around. I've seen McCormick's vodka that looks like that.
Really?
Right.
Flavor added.
It is brewed fresh out of the Missouri River.
So what's the best? The whiskey, you can't get any whiskey now? The good stuff that we're
started. Yeah, whatever it is.
Whiskey disables my dinking.
That's a personal.
So don't bother with the good stuff.
Yeah. So that's why Todd sticks to vodka.
Yeah, if you want to disable stuff.
Doesn't disable your dinky. He was oblivious to that coming down the pike there when I asked about whiskey. I had to change the subject back to whiskey for that clip. I love that clip. It's like it unplugs it. Like, I just unplugging that thing now. I'm no whiskey. I'm going to unplug this, hon. Nothing's going to happen here.
Yeah, we just charge this up for the night. Won't be needing this for a while.
Well, a new book called Untrue: Why Nearly Everything We Believe About Women and Lust and Infidelity Is Untrue. Suggests, and this is up for debate.
Are we wrong on this group?
Are we wrong about everything?
No. Suggests that more women being out in the workforce has led to a rise in cheating wives.
You mean
that's what this book suggests.
A rise to women having options they didn't have before and they were stuck in the house?
Since there are more options for women at the workplace, they are cheating more.
Isn't there some guy, some house district somewhere, some Republicans running on that? Basically, women shouldn't be working. I saw that guy. He's somewhere in Utah or something.
I didn't see that.
I didn't say he's making laws against it. He just said that's a problem, women working. Are you kidding me?
Does that surprise you?
I can see how
a guy that was nominated. No, it doesn't. Nominated from one
really,
side of the aisle.
Really, somebody has a 1950s mindset today?
That has got to be prevalent in a lot of places.
Oh, of course
it
is.
It does. But he's actually states that, and he's running, and might win.
Yeah.
Well, he's surrounded by those people, so he thinks everyone thinks that. And he thinks everyone needs to come out and say it.
Yeah, but there are a lot of white conservative women that work.
Yeah, but he doesn't know any of them.
No, he might not.
He doesn't know them.
That's true.
Good point, Todd.
They're not in his circle.
Yeah.
Right. There's not many of them.
No, it doesn't surprise me. I guess it shouldn't surprise me.
Not many of them.
I just remember who it was.
And the ones that do are ruining their families and their children.
Sure. Damn right.
And all those
hussies out there in the workforce.
Yep.
They live in New York City.
So this book says that infidelity among women has soared since 1990.
Not true.
It hasn't?
Well, it probably has. But it's because women are out and meeting people like guys have for years, like the Mad Men days when they're out banging everybody.
Well, I thought since the title of the book was untrue, that was not the case.
No, why nearly everything we believe about women and lust and infidelity is untrue.
Okay.
Well, I kind of believe that. Believe that, sorry.
Well, that's why we have are learning these things. Right. We didn't know that specifically.
No, but it does make sense.
Yeah. They say since 1990, infidelity has soared. Their problems, unfulfilling, routine sex, or no intimacy at all with husbands or long-term partners, or a craving for sexual variety and novelty are not unique.
Yeah, because they're these all married guys like Tyler described.
Yeah.
Well, but they also say that, she also says that none of these women want that she is talking about here wants to give up on their marriages. They don't love their husbands any less. They just want sexual fulfillment.
Now, if a guy says the same thing, is he the bad guy?
Well, she's not saying that someone is good or bad here. She's just saying that it happens.
I know, but a guy can describe him the same way. Loves his wife, bored, and wants some sex on the side.
Well,
and that sounds worse.
This is non-judgmental.
Okay.
We're just saying.
I'm trying to be judgmental.
Yeah, we're not judgmental here.
We're just trying to back some dudes out there.
We ain't saying. We're just saying. They say that these women were tempted to look elsewhere for sexual fulfillment when in the past they just would have had to put up with it because they weren't getting out. The type of men they are cheating with is specific, attractive, but not emotionally needy.
Because they're just trying to get laid, that's why.
Yeah, and they don't want to have to deal with any of the aftermath.
Right.
Because they have lives, they have stuff at home. Yeah, they got stuff at home.
Yeah.
They got a home life. They're dealing with that. They're living with that. They're going to be there for however long, maybe forever. She just wants to knock them out on the side a little bit and enjoy herself with this attractive dude that doesn't care if she comes back again.
I'm at a meeting. I got a sales meeting. I had to go to the bar afterwards.
You know, there's somebody in their car going, "Hey!
Shut up!" With his wife.
Damn it.
Honey, no, really, honey, I do have a meeting tonight.
Yeah, right.
No, I got to meet my
boss. Or the guy that just said, "Oh, that's right, I do have a meeting tonight." Forgot. Sorry. At a Mandan, North Dakota.
Where's that at, Todd?
That is right across the Missouri River from Bismarck.
5 miles away from Bismarck. 9 a.m. Mass at the Spirit of Life Church was interrupted when 21-year-old Zach Burdick appeared in the entryway of the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh, I heard this story.
He disrobed and entered the church where he was, quote, masturbating facing the altar.
I thought he was actually in the...
The holy water?
In the holy water.
Wasn't that what I read?
Yeah, I read the holy water.
Well, we're getting to that part.
Okay.
Jeez.
I thought he was sitting in the holy...
Give a brother a chance to tell a story.
I thought he was sitting in the holy water thing. I didn't think you said that.
That's not... He had to walk in first, didn't he?
Well, you didn't tell me he was going to... I'm sorry.
What? We talk about stories before we do them?
No, I thought it might be a different guy masturbating. It doesn't surprise
me. No, we don't. No, we don't.
But we always... I thought you might be doing a different story than this guy.
But somebody spoils him a lot.
Bush did. And so did
well,
I.
You were going there. I was just filling in the word you couldn't think
of. I was going there.
Where did we see that story?
But I saw it.
SNL.
Okay. But they
SNL.
They didn't give any specifics.
No.
They didn't give Mandan any credit.
No.
No, I think they just said North Dakota.
They said North Dakota.
For most people, that's enough.
Yeah. Especially out of New York City.
Get a rope. So he gets into the church where he was, quote, masturbating facing the altar. And then a...
Everybody, be quiet! Todd's about to masturbate!
Mr. Burdick then began walking down the aisle toward the altar while still masturbating.
Now, it's cold earlier.
A 68-year-old gentleman told police that Burdick began to, quote, splash around in the holy water fountain.
Splash around.
The gentleman added that Mr. Burdick later entered the sanctuary with his, quote, machinery.
If I knew this was going to happen, I'd go to church
out.
More. I wouldn't go to church at all, but if I was drugged to a church at all, I would hope this would happen.
You would want to see a naked man.
Yes, I want to see this whole story.
Okay.
I want to witness this so I can go, oh, my God, you couldn't believe what happened.
The 68-year-old man said that Burdick later entered the sanctuary with his, quote, machinery hanging out and was, quote, pumping. End quote,
what
himself.
What about these nuts?
Father Todd Kreitinger said...
Oh, no, Father Todd.
Father Todd said that the intruder, quote, dipped his rear end into the holy water fountain and splashed around a bit before entering the sanctuary while masturbating.
Is it still holy after that? Or do you got to drain it and start over?
Priest said that this font would have to be cleaned and sanitized.
Oh, yeah. So he pooped
a process that would cost the church about $500.
I got it.
When confronted by police, Burdick reportedly said that he was, quote, tweaking on meth and admitted to using hashish oil.
Don't blame the hash.
Yeah,
do not blame the hash.
The meth.
That's a total tweaking thing.
When the patrolman noted that the gentleman could not masturbate in public, Burdick replied, especially in church.
See, Mandan is the town that people from Bismarck pick on.
Oh, I got it.
Because it's right across the river.
Burdick then reportedly, I don't even know if I can say that.
I love that this guy woke up somewhere and said, man, I did what? Man, I was tweaking so hard last night.
Yeah.
I did what?
But like we've always said, he's now got the story that tops all the stories.
He does.
Yeah, he was charged with felony indecent exposure and disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor. His Facebook page, Mr. Burdick's Facebook page, describes him as a rapper, producer, songwriter.
Yes, that's exactly what
he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, there's a lot of those that come out of Mandan. There's a hotbed.
Well, he's not paid to do any of those, but that's what he is. He could say you are.
Holy water masturbators.
But don't blame the hash.
No, they're just saying he was on it. That was one of the things.
No, that's the meth.
That is the total meth.
That's the meth whacking. Not the hash.
Yeah, the meth will make you rip your clothes off and masturbate in a church.
Yeah,
you know?
And see,
after you clean it.
Hash won't.
That doesn't happen nearly often enough to justify us going to church.
No, I would never go. I'm just saying if I knew that was going to happen, like ahead of time, like if this tweaker called me and said, hey, I'm going to do this today, I said, sure, I'm going to go check that out.
Amen, brother.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.